I've just got a confession that I need to tell you.
Okay, really? Now?
Yeah, now.
We bit each other's toenails off.
Oh, no.
Like, just a little trim on your friend's toenails.
I don't get foot fetishes.
He wants to tell everyone his sperm count.
Yeah, I'm about to. So...
Oh, you're going to... Wait, you've done that?
Oh, yeah, but yeah. You bet you I did.
You rolled a blunt and you ate it.
No, I ate. I ate a blunt.
Welcome back to the Secrets Out podcast. How's it going? I hope you're having a lovely day, whatever you've been up to. I really, really, really appreciate you checking in for this episode because it is a special one. It's the final episode of series 2 of the Secrets Out. I feel like it was only yesterday when I was uploading the first series. I don't know where time is going. So if you've been tuning in to each episode every single week since series 1, honestly, I appreciate it so bloody much. It's been amazing to be able to just have a platform and a place to be able to chat utter rubbish and discuss the stupidest, weirdest topics with a bunch of different people with completely different stories, completely different things going on in their lives, and just have a laugh. So honestly, the past 18 months or so in the world has been crazy. There is so many different things going on. And just having this platform to be able to just sit down with some celebrities, friends, family, whoever it is, and just have a laugh and discuss some unbelievable, ridiculous, hilarious secrets that have been submitted by you guys. It's been the best. It feels weird. It feels like a little end of an era. But before I round up the podcast with series 2, we've still got today's episode. And it is a banger. And we've got some great guests on that are just so bloody funny. I recorded with both of them for the last episode of series 1. And I agreed with both of them that if I made a series 2, I would have them on for the final episode. And I've stuck to my word. And today on the podcast, I'm joined by Jamie Leng and Francis Ball. But just before we jump in with the episode, let me tell you a little bit about the podcast in case you've never heard of it and you've never listened to it before. So this is The Secrets Out, a podcast where I sit down with different celebrities, friends, family, bunch of different people, and discuss real life secrets that have been anonymously submitted by you, the listeners of the podcast. Now, some of these are outrageous and hilarious and ridiculous. So I'm just warning you for the very last time that this episode is full on. There are some very, very out there secrets, shall I say, that are discussed. So if you're not into that, feel free to click off. If you are into that, you're in for a good one today. This is a banging episode, and I hope you enjoy. Let's jump back in with a little, just in case anybody hasn't listened to the finale episode of the last season. Francis, introduce yourself, what you're up to, where you are. You're currently in Texas.
Yes, I am. I'm in Dallas, Texas. It's currently 22 degrees outside here.
This sounds like some sort of like virtual dating profile that you're doing right now. That's what it's
Or talking about the weather.
Yeah, I reckon that's what you would do in your dating profile. I'm currently
like
in Dallas.
Early nights and early rising.
Early nights and preferably 23 degrees, but it's currently 22.
What would you put in your dating profile? What would you say? If you were single, what would you put in your dating profile? I like books. What would you say?
Serial killer. Yeah. Alfie. Is that question directed at Alfie?
Sorry, yeah.
Wait. Bloody hell.
Can I just say that, Alfie, because I think I'm speaking for France as well. We just loved your podcast the last time we came on it. And I was also, I saw, because obviously, I think I was just about to do Strictly, wasn't I? Yeah, I think I was. And I remember...
I think you were in the middle of doing
it. Yes. Maybe I was in the middle of doing Strictly. And I remember speaking to Joe, and we were just raving about how great you were.
So and you were talking about how tired you were, I think.
Oh, I was tired. Yeah, I was very tired at that point.
Are you less tired now than you were then?
Yes, obviously, I'm not dancing for 10 hours a day. Would you know? Imagine, yeah, I'm more tired now. But what? Knackered.
It hasn't left me, the feeling of fatigue.
This isolation has been so tiring.
But God, I'm currently in self-isolation in Henley at the moment because I'm shooting this show. And
hey, wait, come on. You're hosting.
Yeah.
Hosting the new BBC Love Island.
Can you say more? Can you say more about it?
Yeah, of course. I can tell everything about it. It's called I Like the Way You Move. It was called Dance Crush, and now it's called I Like the Way You Move. And it's a mixture between Love Island and Strictly Come Dancing. Five professional dancers go into a villa. They're sexy, they're fun, they're hot, they're cool.
Are they single? 15
they're all single.
Are they all single?
No, they're all in long relationships. It's just about lovely. No, they're all single. And then 15 sexy rookies come in and they all partner up with one another and they learn to dance and they... It's a dating show, but with dance added to it. And I'm the host, because obviously I'm an incredibly talented dancer, and I know a lot about dating.
Will you be also a judge, I suppose?
Yeah, or? I'm a judge as well. I'm a judge as well. Of course I'm a judge, yeah. Alfie, I should ask you to come on as a guest judge. We should get you on as a guest judge. Every week we have a guest judge.
I mean, I don't know if I know too much about dancing.
You think I do? I have no idea.
Jamie, come on, don't be coy.
Let's do it then.
I don't know anything about dancing. So I should also introduce myself. Hello, everyone. I'm Jamie Leng. I'm Alfie's friend. I would say we're friends now, Alfie, even though we've only been friends for a short while.
I think we're friends.
I'd say we're better than friends.
I think we're pals. That's how I'd describe it.
Colleagues.
I'd say pals. Buddies.
What the hell? You would swab me off as a pal? What are you talking about? That's such a low form of friendship. Pal.
Okay, what would you say then?
I would do it with my... They would say, okay...
How do you know Alfie?
Oh,
Does it go back in time? What is
it? Alfie's a great friend of mine. That's how I'd say it. It's a great friend of mine. I'd say it more like this.
That's lovely.
Alfie's a great friend of mine. I'd say it like that. That's how I'd say it.
Does that make you feel a bit uncomfortable, Alfie?
Yeah, I've got to go. We've got to wrap this up. It's been a good episode.
How would you say it, Francis? Go on.
How I know Alfie?
Yeah, now how would you say your friends? So would you say your friends, pals, buddies? What would you say?
Alfie's like a brother to me.
Yeah? In what sense?
In that, you know... I would probably take a bullet for Alfie.
In what scenario would you be taking a bullet for him as well?
Where am I? Yeah, what's going on that the bullet needs to be taken?
Who's attempting to assassinate
Alfie? I don't think
Alfie.
You're talking about the same Alfie here. I think it's a different Alfie.
Yeah, what scenario are you in?
So I've obviously come to Texas.
Yeah, we're in Texas. We're at the gun range.
And someone's had beef with Alfie and he's turned his gun on him.
And you've run out of bullets and I've gone to take one for you. And give you some more ammunition.
Oh my gosh.
That is really the depth of our friendship, I think. I would take.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. I feel the same.
Yeah?
Feel the same way.
You would take a bullet. Hey, Alfie, I said it before the podcast, but just congratulations on your big announcement, having a baby. Cool,
you've had a baby?
No,
not yet.
Maybe by the time this comes out.
Maybe. If the baby comes early, then this could be out, yeah.
Are you excited?
At the moment, I'm like purely excited.
Really?
But like I said to you earlier, like I don't think I know the reality of what having a baby means.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I know, but I don't know.
I just think it's one of those most magical things, man. Just so psyched for you, dude. I went to a, because we like revealing secrets on this podcast. It's not even a secret because I'm about to tell you. But I went to...
Is this your secret?
No, it's not my secret. I'll give you my secret in a second. But I have some friends, right, who are trying for a baby and they're struggling, right? And I think that happens quite regularly, right? So it's actually a bit of a blessing to be able to give birth and things like that. And he said to me, he said, if I had been told this before, I would have definitely got myself checked out and my wife checked out
for
and all
sure,
these different
yeah,
things.
Yeah.
And so actually, all to this, I think it's important to get yourself checked out in terms of all
checked
these different
out
things.
In terms of what?
Well, get your sperm count done and, you know, all this kind of
thing. He wants to tell everyone his sperm count.
Yeah, I'm about to. So...
Oh, you're going to... Wait, you've done that?
Oh, yeah, betcha. You betcha I did. I went and had my sperm count. It's counted. They don't I think they put it in a machine. They just count it. Anyway, it's really awful. You go into like a seedy little room and you watch this weird porn and like
in Soho.
No, it's not in Soho. It's not. It's like some like weird place. Anyway, and then you do your business.
It doesn't sound very official. This place that you went.
You put your pot.
And then afterwards you go to the hospital and you do it properly.
Yeah.
Accident. Also, you went to the wrong place first.
Yeah. Also, weirdly, get a massage before. It's all bizarre.
I did it in the Bergheim. Is that normal?
Anyway, you then put your pot in this little door and I got my results back. And Sophie, thankfully, is incredibly healthy, which was great. And my girlfriend, Sophie. And then I got my results back and the doctor said, Jamie, you are the best result I've ever seen. The least you meant to have in terms of sperm is 40 million sperm. I had 309 million. It would be an A star.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, guys.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So anyone out there who...
So if you need me,
I'm here. If you need me, I am walking around, just hanging around Soho.
You've been waiting for offers.
Yeah, just waiting for offers.
Hey, I'm looking for a sperm donor. I'm looking for maybe someone who's got a reality TV show.
In the 280 to 310 million mark, kind of. Yeah, the kind of just in that kind of range.
Such a niche area I'd be. I wanted to be like 5'8", 5'9", like receding, but then maybe had a hair transplant. I don't know. I just tried. I have a secret that I remembered that I've never really told anyone, never told my mum, and so I thought I'd say it now. This is really bad. I used to, when I was at university, obviously I was so broke, like everyone. We just were all broke. And when I used to come home on the weekends or whenever I used to come home, I found out my mum's PIN number on her credit card and I used to go and take it to the cash machine and steal money from it. That's bad. Yeah.
How much did you steal?
I used to steal like 100 quid at a time.
No. Serious?
Yeah, I reckon I did it for about a year.
And she didn't realize.
She didn't realize. No, I'm sure she would. My mum's pretty. She's not very generous with money and things like that. And she's, you know, my mum isn't incredibly well off or whatsoever, right? So she definitely would. She just probably would have known. I probably took about over the year probably 600 quid, 500 quid over the year. I reckon. Yeah, really bad. And I felt so bad.
What did you
spend
it on?
I don't just in Soho. but I don't know, but it was, I remembered it the other day. I totally forgot about it. And I feel really guilty.
You ever told her?
Now. Never told her. No, never
well,
told her.
Well, you should
her.
Tell her.
Yeah,
or
I think
I'm
she
gonna
needs
tell
to
her.
Know.
Okay, all right. Should
I think you need to pay her.
Should I
think
phone
you need
her
to
and tell her now?
Should
I phone her?
Yeah, tell her.
Should for a call on loudspeaker. Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Okay.
Redemption.
This is going to be the first, because this is what I've always wanted from the series, oh, is being able to find out the actual people that the secret is happening
all
to.
All right, let's do it. Here we go.
And then be able to follow up and like know an answer.
All right,
like
here
a cheating
we go.
Partner or something. I want to know how it ended.
Here we go.
This is an exclusive. We're about to find out.
Here we go. Let's see if she picks up. She normally always picks up. Why is she not picking up? Hell, what is she doing? Don't worry. We got. Oh, hey, Mama.
Jamie Lane.
Hello, Penelope Baines.
You're on the radio.
Oh, how do you know? How do you know?
You got your little radio voice on.
All right. Hello. Okay, just quickly. Yeah. I've just got a confession that I need to tell you.
Okay. Really? Now?
Yeah. Now. So.
Okay.
But I think I've redeemed myself because of it. But I apologize that I did this. Yeah.
Yes.
When I was younger at university, I think maybe around that time, there had been times where I took your credit card and I took some money, and I'm really sorry about it, and I've paid you back because of it.
You've paid me back?
Yeah, I didn't.
How much do you owe me?
I don't know, like 200 quid.
Well, I don't think you've paid me back. I'll have that. That'd be nice.
I just felt really guilty about it. I remember it the other day, and I spoke about this podcast, and I felt really
200.
Guilty about it.
It went down from 600.
Yeah.
Did you really?
200
yeah, I did.
Quid.
Why?
I did it once when I was really young, and I'm really sorry about it.
Oh, you thief.
But I'll do something so nice for you, because now I feel guilty, and I forgot about it, and now I remembered it, so...
Okay, well, I expect with interest you now owe me a Tesla. Love you.
There we go.
All right, I love you very much, though.
I love you much more.
Okay, I love you.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, I bailed on the 600 quid, which I couldn't do it. I couldn't tell her. Oh, I suddenly got a shock of nerves as I was doing that. I didn't really want to do it. Sorry, Mum. She's great.
I'm impressed, man.
Francis, that come was... on. Leak yours, buddy.
Well, mine's not as good as
your
that.
Your mum is the sweetest.
Oh, she's so sweet, man.
She took that so
she
well.
Did. That's why I
think
so
probably because you didn't tell her the real amount.
Yeah, true. Whoopsie. No. It's also theft. That is that's a crime. Like, it's a total crime.
Mine's not as good as that, I don't think. But mine happened actually like last week. I was in Whole Foods, and I was in the queue, paying for my thing. He was ringing it all up, and he goes, "Where are you from?" Right. It was with the mask on, sorry. And I started going, but there was a big queue of people behind me. So I thought, that's weird. Right? Well, I was like, well, you know, I'm from London, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, I lived in the States for a long time, blah, blah. Gave him the whole story. And then he goes, no, sir, would that be all? And he'd actually,
oh.
And everyone behind me was like looking at me.
Oh my God, you thought you made a friend in Texas.
Yeah, I thought he was just like, oh, this guy's got an interesting accent. I'm probably curious to know where he's from. But
were you walking around Whole Foods being like, so surprised people haven't asked me where I'm from yet? Like, surely people are just wondering.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Who wants to read the first one?
Oh, I'll go read the first one.
Francis, you read them.
Once at a family barbecue, we were all sat round the fire pit having a few drinks, and our friend's dad admitted that he wanted to get his son to stop smoking. So instead of confronting him about it, he thought it would be hilarious to cut off his own pubes and put them in his son's tobacco. He started laughing and pointed at his son who was stood across the garden talking to some people and smoking. Every time he smokes now, my partner and I feel as though we should tell him. We don't know whether we should. Oh.
Oh, my God. Have you ever smelt burnt hair as well?
Wait, what's the point of doing that and not telling him?
You singe your arm hair on a fire or something.
Oh, it stinks. Yeah. It's like burnt
hair. Why wouldn't you tell his son?
I'm all up for encouraging people to not smoke and helping them stop. But his son doesn't know that that's happened, so therefore...
It's just cruel. It's just a big joke.
Also, it's quite weird because, like, I think you do it as like a play, and then you realize how bum out that is, and then you're like, "Oh God, I don't really know what to do here," because he's smoking my pubes. Pubes are also like a real sweaty area. Like, that's not a good area to smoke from. If you're gonna smoke any
hair,
chest hair. I'd smoke chest hair.
Would you?
Yeah,
you love a bit of chest
back hair. Don't you? Would. I would say, well, what, Alfie, what hair would you say?
He went straight to the chest hair.
Yeah, what would you do? What would you do?
Oh, chest hair. I love it. I'd get it all up in that and smoke it.
Jamie, what would you prefer? A method. If you had to come up with a method to stop somebody smoking, what would you go for?
There was a kid at my school my friend at my school, and his dad was a housemaster of one of the houses, one called Front Lodge. And he caught his son and his buddy, who were in my year, smoking cigarettes. So he took them into his house. And instead of telling them off, he made them smoke cigars with him. And the kids smoked these cigars, and they didn't know they weren't meant to inhale all these different things. And they had to finish the cigar, and they threw up, and they never smoked again. Quite a good way of stopping someone from smoking, I think. Forcing them to smoke.
Or making them start.
Yeah, they're now smoking.
Yeah.
On the regular.
Try this crack. Yeah, do this crack.
That's when I started smoking
cigars. Do this heroin. Here you go. Do that. Let's go. Yeah. I think that, I don't know, maybe, I think it's really difficult, right? It's really difficult to police those sort of things as parents. Mm. What do you do? I have a little brother, and I'm so conscious of what he does. And I think actually you give them the freedom to do stuff, but just try and guide them in certain ways. I think it's hard. Alfie, you're going to be doing
this. Didn't you buy your brother a jewel?
Yeah, I did buy him a jewel. Yeah, because I didn't want him to smoke.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I did. I didn't want him to smoke.
It's even worse than smoking.
No, it's not. It's not worse than smoking. Smoking's really bad.
I remember when I was younger, maybe like 14 and my sister was like 16, maybe she was 17. And she was like in that phase where you think smoking's really, really cool. And you're kind of like smoking a couple a day, but not really smoking, more doing it for the sake of it. And I just said to her, any cigarettes I find, I'm cutting in half. I don't care. Whatever you've paid for them, I'm cutting them in half. And every day I'd go in her bedroom, open up her bag, go under her bed and just cut anything I found in half. Well, and she'd be livid, like a brand new 20 pack. And it'd just be every single one cut in half. And I'm like, I'm not gonna stop. I don't want you smoking.
You just say I'm addicted carry on. To cutting cigarettes in half.
But anything I find, I'm gonna cut.
I think that's quite a good thing to do. I quite like that one. I think you just cut them up. Mm. Yeah, smoking's not good. I've smoked in my life and it doesn't really do anything for you. It makes you get lightheaded, feel a bit rank, makes your breath stink and all this different stuff. And so
I haven't smoked for a year and a half.
Sweet, buddy.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, well done, dude. That's
I've never even tried it.
Yeah, no? But he's talking about the wacky backy.
No, I'm talking about occasionally, if I'd have a cigarette at a party or whatever, but I don't do it. I haven't done that in a year and a half, I think.
You occasionally have a cigarette at a party because you think you look cool. Hey, can I have a light?
Well, yeah, because I want the ladies to
to think you're cool.
To think I'm cool.
do you turn out in a leather jacket as well? Hey, you got a light
on my Harley.
I created a game to entertain myself on Zoom meetings at work. I turn my mic off, then let rip until the program thinks I'm talking and I get the notification to tell me to turn my mic on. That's quite good. I like that.
Funny.
I like that.
I like it. I think it's a good... I mean, I've been in some boring Zoom meetings that definitely have gone on too long. Way too long. I think it's a nice little bit of entertainment.
The funniest is all these stories of these politicians on Zoom meetings forgetting that they've left the camera on and walking around naked. Have you seen?
No, what's that? What is that?
Well, not politicians. And that guy at CNN who was like, the lawyer for CNN was like masturbating on the... Yes, he was masturbating on camera.
On like a
Zoom meeting. Yeah.
I had... I'm hiring a PA at the moment and I've been doing through lots of different interviews. And anyway, I couldn't jump on one of the calls when my business partner was doing it. And anyway, I then tried to connect to her and couldn't connect to it. I thought, oh, okay, well, I've missed the meeting. So I just left it, right? Like it said, just, you know, still the host is waiting to let you in. Mm. Didn't think I went upstairs, like cruising around, like talking on the phone, half an hour. Anyway, I came back and she was just there sitting, looking at the camera, waiting for me to come on. She must have been there for ages, just hearing me in the background thinking, oh shit, he's going to come on at any point. She's just sitting there.
Hey, that's quite a good test for a PA, like whether she's going to...
Well, if they're going to sit and wait.
Whether she's going to breach your confidentiality.
What do you think I was talking about? I wasn't talking about anything.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That was intense.
The only thing similar that I've had is... The other day, actually, it didn't even happen to me. It happened to Zoe. Zoe was on a call the other day and I got a text. She was doing an interview and I got a text to my phone being like, can you sneak in the room and bring tissue? And she's doing an interview like this. I don't know if it was on video or not. And she just muted the mic as my dog was just throwing up next to her. And
no.
I'd like sneak in while she's being interviewed and be like, try and clear up slash move my dog out the room.
Do you know what? I mean, that's so true. You've got your little dog, so you're quite used to looking after things. It would be a bit of a shock to the system for me to have a baby right now.
Or you should get a dog first, Jamie, I think.
Yeah, I feel like it's a good test.
It's definitely a good test, isn't it?
It's a bloody hard stint at the beginning with a dog.
Is it really?
And then it gets a lot easier. But I feel like
it's like a condensed baby in terms of time, right? Because you've got to look at it's like a baby when you get it. To clean up all the poo and stuff like that. But then that's...
But it's like a baby that can run with no nappy at first.
You can't
put a nappy on it and it can run faster than you can.
But then it becomes better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But if it becomes easier to manage faster than a baby does, right?
Yeah.
They say with a baby, it's the first 6 months like training pretty hectic. First 6 months are pretty intense and then it kind of, you ease into it a bit more. And then they just become your mate, which is epic.
My biggest secret is that myself and my husband decided not to find out the sex of our child. But due to COVID, no one could attend my scans. So on my 20-week scan, I found out the sex. I just couldn't help myself. With the whole anxiety of COVID, I just wanted to know. But now I have to pretend every day that I don't know the sex of the baby. And it's just
she should just be honest.
All right, done. Next secret.
No.
What do you mean? How can you just be honest? You don't.
Because she shouldn't have known.
Yeah.
What? But it's not her fault, right?
It definitely is her fault. She chose
it. She asked. Yeah. She asked.
Right.
Yeah, when you're at a scan, they ask you.
Oh.
Alfie, I reckon you're going to do that thing where you're going to put two golf balls on the ground, or golf ball on the ground, and you're going to hit it. It's going to be like pink or blue.
Oh, no, I already know.
You do?
You already know?
Yeah. We're having a little girl.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah, we found out.
Mazel tov.
What names are you suggesting at the moment? You can't say, obviously, but you maybe can say.
We've got a list, but it's one of those things where it's like the other day I was in a queuing up for this like burrito. And
that's a great name.
That's what I was thinking. And Zoe's not keen on it, and I don't understand it.
Queuing up for a burrito.
No, this girl in front of me. This girl in front of me called her friend, and I'm there like on my notes, like writing down the name. And then I get back and I show Zoe, and Zoe's like, "It's a really cool name, but it's not our daughter." And I'm like, "You're right, it's not." Like, there's so many names that you think you love, and then when it actually comes to it, I'm like, "Shit."
Are you gonna go down the traditional route, or are you gonna go down a more unique route of names?
Yeah, I think more unique.
Yeah, I like
a little bit, not too quirky.
Sunflower, Grace, Velvet, Sienna, something like that.
Just nice and simple like that.
Burrito.
It's equally, there's so many names as well that we're thinking of, and I'm just like, she's just going to get bullied with that name. We can't use that. Yeah. Or like you shorten it, and then I'm like, no, she's going to get bullied for that. Or you put the initials together and you're like, no, she's going to get bullied for that. Like,
yeah, like Iona. Hard. Like Iona. Iona's bad. This is my daughter, Iona. That's not
Iona.
I own her. This is my girlfriend, Iona. It's not a good one. That's not a good one.
When I was at university, I was living nearby in a house with some friends. One night, I was woken up in the middle of the night by the girl who lived in the house next door to me and shared a wall with me. She was having the loudest sex I'd ever heard. It sounded so crazy. I heard multiple things smash in the room. I thought it was so funny that I told the story at parties. Months later, I had a new boyfriend and was with him at the party telling his story. He pulled me aside and revealed that he was fairly certain that he has been the person the girl was sleeping with next door. I was horrified and never told the story again.
Oh, yeah. Problem is, you share secrets, it's going to come back and bite you.
Yeah.
We had our
that
flatmates.
Wasn't a secret until she knew that it was him, right?
Yeah, we had these flatmates, and I came back one day, and they were having, not flatmates, they were in the flat below me, but we came back. This was recently. And someone's having the loudest sex. Honestly, it was almost fake. I've never heard anyone scream that much. It was like they were just screaming. Yeah.
He
felt really sad
sex.
And went to bed. Yeah. Just went to bed and had a yogurt. I didn't really know what to do. I was like, this is really.
You had a
cool.
yogurt in bed?
No, I didn't have a yogurt in bed. I don't eat food in bed, to be honest. I don't really like it.
When I was at school, there was a guy in my house who had, he was really proud of it. He had like this huge sound system in his room. And one day when he was at lessons, I went into his room and put porn on full blast on his speakers, surround sound, open his windows. And then lock the door and put the key underneath the.
No.
So literally, you could hear porn across the entire school.
No.
Yeah.
That's quite funny.
I feel like my girlfriend would just never find that. My girlfriend would never do that or find that entertaining. But I feel like us three, that's just funny.
Well, I guess it was a boys' school.
Do you know what I mean? Like, why is it?
My girlfriend would not find that funny either. She would be. But I would find it funny.
Yeah. It was hilarious. It was actually, I couldn't stop laughing. I was like outside the door, like laughing on my own, just laughing so hard.
Laughing on your own is quite funny, though. That's when something really funny.
When you
really
can't even breathe because you're laughing so.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. My partner sucks on my toes and talks to them like people, and she even has names for them. Oh my lord, that is full. I don't get foot fetishes. Okay, I just don't.
I don't get it either.
I don't get it.
I mean, I understand how feet are kind of, girls' feet are kind of cute, but I wouldn't like get aroused by them.
How do you knit? But people really do. People love feet. Mm. Yeah, you. Mm.
I also don't know how you find out that you like feet.
Oh, I think
yeah. Well, apparently it's to do with something
at
like...
At what point do you find out and when?
No, apparently it's to do with something like from when they were in their formative years, like they have a sort of some weird sexual awakening around feet.
What? Yeah, I just
can't understand it.
I have a friend of mine who, she slept with a guy and he sucked on her feet and she was like, oh, and I was like, did you enjoy it? And she was like, no, I didn't not enjoy it. It's just pretty weird. Just kept sucking my toes.
Did he name them?
No, he didn't name. Naming them's a bit weird. Naming any sort of bodily part on you is quite odd, I think. I'm not sure about when partners...
All right, Jamie, you've named your... what do you call it?
What?
Your penis. Don't you have a name for it?
No, what do you think? What would the name for my penis be if I had one?
No, you told us on the podcast before. I can't remember what it was.
I had a name for it?
Yeah.
Oh, I did. No, I think one of my ex-girlfriends had a name for it. That's why we didn't last. There you go. Because I think naming those things is just...
What did she call it?
I can't remember. I don't know what she called it. I can't remember.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I would say, why would I hide what it was called? Excalibur. I don't know what it was.
Stuck in stone.
I don't know. I don't know. Have you ever named anything on your body, Alfie?
I don't think so. No. I don't think so. I don't really think I'm into the whole naming vibe.
No, nor am I.
No.
No.
Not even, are you just not going to give your daughter a name?
No.
Unnamed. Just call it just anonymous.
So trendy. So new age. Yeah, that is so unnamed. Trendy. I just didn't actually want to name her.
That is so trendy to not name them. That is so trendy.
She's just going to name herself when she's older.
Yeah. She's going to find her name.
Yo, this secret's pretty similar. When me and my friend were drunk, how does this even happen? We bit each other's toenails off.
No.
Just a little trim on your friend's toenails.
Is that the same person?
This is a different person.
What is going on with these
feet? They just happen to be super similar. When me and my friend were drunk, we bit each other's toenails.
That must have been during lockdown, just gone completely mental.
That's intense. That's intense. I think that doing something like that is just, come on. I'm not good at eating. It's like when people eat boogers and stuff like that. That is, I'm not good at that.
You eat boogers.
I've never eaten your own boogers. I've never eaten my bogies.
And you sniff your butt.
I've never eaten my bogies. Eating earwax as well.
He didn't deny the sniffing his butt, though.
No, people don't do that. People don't eat earwax. What's the weirdest thing, Francis, that you've done whilst you're drunk? Surely there are things that that when you're drunk and you're in the moment, they seem funny.
Oh, I ate a bug once.
You ate a bug?
You ate a what?
I ate a bug like that was flying around.
You ate a blunt?
I caught it and ate it.
You rolled a blunt and you ate it?
No. I ate a blunt.
Rolled a blunt and ate it. Yeah. Isn't that what you're meant to do?
Whoa, this is pretty crazy.
Oh, what are you doing? Just eating a blunt? It's got pubes in it. For my dad.
Isn't this cool?
Oh, you still smoke your blunts, huh? Okay.
Rookies.
You caught a bug and ate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What Where were you in the jungle?
It? I thought it would be funny, and then I ate the bug, and then I was like, "That was weird."
Yeah, I know. When you suddenly realise how weird it is,
that was quite weird of me to do.
Did you realise at the time? Did you realise, or was it the next day?
No, I thought there was a bug flying around me, like I don't know. There's little, they're almost like daddy long legs, but they fly around.
Yeah.
And it was flying around me, and I just that some, you know, you don't even know what comes over you. You just grab it and then.
Were you in front of girls or guys or anything?
I think I was at a family reunion.
That's full on.
What's the strangest thing you've done, Jamie? Have you ever shaved your head or anything?
I've shaved my head before, but not when I was drunk. What is the weirdest thing that I've done when I was drunk? Francis and I took a trip to Barbados once, and I was so drunk I bought a video camera. I don't remember it, and I woke up on the flight with a video camera. That was
I remember that. He was so drunk, we had to put him on the trolley and wheel him through the airport.
Yeah, it was really bad. I can't believe they let me on the flight.
I worked with my boss for 5 years. We hit it off straight away. For the last year, we've been having an affair. I'm his submissive and he is my dom. Uh-oh. You know about that, Jamie, don't you? You're the submissive, aren't you? And you're... I know he has a wife who loves him, but he has fallen out of love with her and she is totally vanilla and he's into BDSM. I'm not going to lie and say I feel guilty because I've never been happier and playtime in the back office is fucking amazing. That's...
Oh my God.
That's very...
That's too much.
Yeah, that's so much.
I need to know where they work. Because if we're talking they work in McDonald's, you just can't be doing that.
The back... Yeah,
What is the back room? What's the business?
Yeah. I have a big... I think it's something like Dreams, in those that bed place. I think it's like Dreams or something. Or maybe IKEA.
Dreams?
Yeah, IKEA or something like that. You know, Dreams, the bed shop.
The back office.
Yeah. I was thinking like some big CEO, but I don't think it is it? It's going to be some... BDSM is, again, weird. BDSM is...
I don't really get it.
I don't really get
it. I had a Google before when I saw The Secret beforehand, that one, mm-hmm. and I Googled it. And now that's on my history forever. What is BDSM? Yeah. That's literally
I'm going to Google.
And again, I just don't really understand it.
BDSM.
But I don't think you can. I think it's one of those things where it's like you can only fully understand it if it's your thing.
BDSM definition. Here we go. Definition. Okay, here we go. Sexual activity involving such practices as use of physical restraints, the great granting and relinquishing of control and infliction of pain. BDSM refers to a range of sexual preferences that generally relate to the enjoyment of physical control, psychological control, and or pain.
Mm.
No. I've just now Googled that as well. Well, Alfie, you just now, I'm again, it's like that.
Francis, do you want to get in on the Googling?
They already know your porn history.
They already dropped that straight back down. You just put in B and it's like, ooh, BDSM.
Don't worry. I clear my search history. They can never find it. It disappears. Oh,
I didn't even know you can do that. Is that possible?
Oh, yeah. Come on, big guy. Yeah. Come on. Buddy, listen, biggest congrats on the pregnancy and send my love to Zoe and everyone. You're just...
Yeah, congrats.
Can't wait. And
let us know what you decide on.
He's coming on the podcast.
She might be here beforehand. We'll see.
Yeah. And then you can introduce her on the podcast.
I can hold her up like the Lion King.
You can hold her up.
We can all name her collectively. Yeah. I'll get Zoe to sit here.
Yeah. Burrito.
Sponsored by Tortilla.
Tortilla is much more feminine.
Tortilla. It's salsa. Quite nice.
There we go. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Secret's Out. Honestly, I said at the beginning how much it means to me and just how much fun I have recording this podcast. It means a bloody lot and I just have the best time. So thank you so much for listening all the way to the end. If you haven't already subscribed, please go down below, hit the subscribe button. And if I do a season 3, you will be the first person to be notified that it's gone up. Also, if you've got a spare couple of minutes and you feel like leaving a nice little rating and a comment, please go down below and do that. I do spend a bunch of time reading them all and checking them out. And I definitely will after this episode because it's the last of the season. It's a big one. Thank you again for listening, not only to today's episode, but the entire season. Feel free, obviously, all of season 1 and all of season 2 are still up on all the podcasting platforms. So if you want to go check out the previous episodes, definitely go and do so. They're all up. I've had the most amazing guests on this podcast. I've had the best bloody time. Go back and listen to some other episodes. We've had Robbie Williams on here, Chris and Rosie Ramsey, KSI, so many different people. There is a lot of episodes that you can go back and check out if you haven't already. And I'll catch you soon. Hope you have a lovely rest of your day, whatever you're up to. I appreciate you listening.